Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
And we're into March now.
Thank God for that.
As mad as a March hair.
Riha.
Ah.
Oh.
March, I can feel it. The year has been born, you know. It's like all the animals, the alarms are going, ah, I'm waking up now.
The sap's rising. That's for sure.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely, definitely.
Aye, the leaks are rising up nicely.
They are. They are. It's going to be, it's brilliant.
Good year. It's going to be a good year. But welcome to the show. We've got a great show for you. Got the usual, some old favourites and some great emails. And it's from Dave Prendergast.
Uh-oh.
And the subject is April wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember April wine, yeah.
I'm busy making chocolate biscuit cake with the kids, listening to the show, and just want to say hello to Si from a very old school buddy.
I thought I recognised that name.
Remember April wine at the City Hall and several evenings at the Church Hall in Birtley?
Yes.
Who is April wine?
April wine were a band that me and Prendy went to see. And they were
Prendy, is it?
Yeah, yeah. He's good, Prendergast. He's a good lad. And we had, we went, there was April Wine and there was somebody else on with him. Funnily enough, Mr. Prendergast, I still have the programme from that gig. And there was about three bands were playing, so that's why we went, because we thought it was value for money. Great, smashing April Wine. They were good. I should try and find a couple of tracks by April Wine. They were really good. I think you'd enjoy them, Dave.
All right, brilliant.
Yeah, so that's good. And well done, Mr. Prendergast, for writing in. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We do love getting the emails. We do read the emails.
Yeah, we do.
So do keep sending them. It's great.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Now we've got a Hairy Baker's Bits. And it's Welsh cakes.
Oh, I love a Welsh cake.
We all love Welsh cakes. They're like a griddle cake. They're not, strictly speaking, baked, are they? They're
no.
More kind of like dried out on a stone rock.
Yes, they're griddled.
You can use an old cast iron frying pan on that. Or
yeah,
a
you
stone.
Can. Yeah.
I mean, Welsh, you get griddle stones, don't you?
Yeah, and griddle pans.
But the Welsh cake, is it a cake? Is it shortbread? It's not. It's a Welsh cake. It's buttery. It's lovely. They really are quite special.
It's full of fruit.
Do you remember we did one with like white chocolate and cherry? We messed about with Welsh cakes.
Yeah.
But our Welsh cakes, they're really good. You make a batch of them up and they're just lovely. You don't have to be Welsh to enjoy them.
You do.
The recipe is free on the Planet Rock website.
Yeah.
Could have Geordie cakes, couldn't you? What would be in a Geordie cake?
Southerners.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Aerosmith. I'm going to try and go and see them this year.
Oh, yeah, no, where are they?
I don't know. They are playing Berlin, and I saw them a couple of years ago in Berlin, and it's brilliant. And the thing is, there's a great hotel not far from the arena in Berlin.
Yes.
It's cheap. It's on the river. It's called the Enhow Hotel, and you can walk to the arena from there. So it's, mm-hmm. it's like a great, after the gig when you... So I always find when I'm abroad, getting to the gigs isn't a problem.
Mm.
It's getting home.
Mm.
And some of the nights after the Scorpions, I walked about 3 miles.
Grooms.
You know, like in winter as well.
Grooms.
Oh, no.
You've not got
it's
bus.
Like Napoleon's retreat from Moscow, trying to get back to the hotel. But anyway, Berlin, it's easy. Just walk it back.
I love Berlin. It's great. I was there for New Year, Dave, in Berlin. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's great. It's the best free party on earth.
It's really good, like.
Yeah,
really
down
good.
The Brandenburg Gate.
Ah, there I was, stood under the Brandon and his gate.
Aye.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
That was Motorhead, Orgasmatron, R.I.P. Lemmy. Still miss you.
Oh, yeah.
I love Orgasmatron. That's one of my favourite Motorhead tracks.
Ah, it's a great track. I love it. It's just brilliant. It's kind of Hawkwind-esque still, isn't it? And just a bit mad. I love it.
Do you remember, too, because it's, you know, it was... Orgasmatron was the machine in Barbarella.
Yes.
That Jane Fonda went into. Wouldn't it be great to have an Orgasmatron at home?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to Orgasmatron for half an hour, love.
Yeah, I'm not... What would you call yours? You'd have to have a name for your orgasmatron. You couldn't just go...
Wendy.
Right. Why Wendy?
I just think Wendy orgasmatron's brilliant.
I'm going to visit Wendy.
Yeah.
The orgasmatron.
You still have half an hour with Wendy. what would you call yours?
I've no idea.
Heidi.
I just stuck on Wendy. Heidi, yeah. I'm away for half an hour with Heidi.
I'm glad you didn't say Cyril.
I wonder who would service your orgasmatron.
Your orgasmatron, man.
Yeah, orgasmatronic.
Yes.
Services. Yeah. Like Hoover, but not.
Yes.
Or Dyson.
You'd get a text that the time has come for your annual orgasmatron MOT.
Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
I think we're onto something here. Yeah.
Anyway, Kingy,
what?
From orgasms to Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, don't.
From one pudding to another.
Exactly. Pete Scarlett David's from. Subject, as you quite rightly said, Yorkshire puddings.
It is every blooming week.
Dave and Si.
Right.
A good few weeks ago, Dave gave an awesome recipe for Yorkshire puddings.
Certainly did.
I followed it, and my puddings look and taste fantastic.
Nice.
However, the problem is that some of them stick to the pan.
Buy a new tin.
I make sure it is hot and the oil is smoking. Where am I going wrong?
Sounds to me as though your tin's knackered.
Yes.
Simple as that, really.
Do you know what, though? I've got to tell you. What is the problem with the nation and Yorkshire flaming puddings?
Well, it is one of life's enigmas, really. But really, another way of doing it, like to free them, is obviously your puddings might collapse, but give the tin a good bang on the worktop.
Yeah, but if you've got oil in it, that's good.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that. You don't want to get burned. Can you not just chip it out with a wooden spatula like the rest of us?
Yeah.
I mean,
just do... I tell you what, as well, before you... Here is another tip. Literally, a minute. Just leave them a minute to cool, because they'll retract slightly and they'll pull themselves away from the side of the tin. So if it... I don't know what tin you're using, whether it's your granny's old tin hat or whatever, but whatever you're using, just try that.
Let's buy a new tin.
Yeah, buy a new tin. It's non-stick.
I know.
Non-stick, Pete, you tight git.
We've got oven trays in TK Maxx. They work a treat.
Yeah, they do.
They're
smashing. Yeah, they're smashing.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Right, oh, can you give us an email?
Right, Alan Lancaster. Pointless. Not Alan Lancaster, that's his subject. Pointless. How are you, lads? Yes, hello, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Right, anyway. Have you twos ever been on Pointless?
No, we've been asked, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, we have. But you never read these emails.
No, that's true. I saw one with Anthony Worrell Thompson, and he was rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been much better.
Thank you.
Keep up the work, lads. Alan.
Well, I've been on Family Fortunes, but all Pointless is Family Fortunes upside down.
What?
You know, Family Fortunes, you've got to get the most, and Pointless, you get the less.
Why?
Oh, it's just a game. Just roll with it, Kingy. You know, it's just a game. Pointless. But I love a quiz, you know.
Well, what's the point? I'm going something.
We went on Weakest Link, didn't we? We nearly won.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still have forgotten that git that beat we.
Oh, he's not. He's nice. But if he's, the question we lost on Weakest Link, right? So you get this. Anne Robinson stood there with a face like thunder.
Oh, this is a killer, this.
What American star, born in the 80s, shares her surname with the fruiting body of asparagus? And I'm going, something tips.
Yeah, and that set me off on a thought.
Britney Spears.
It was bloody Britney Spears.
For £24,000. Oh. It was for charity, but wouldn't it have been so nice to drop 24 grand for charity instead of the 500 quid compensation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Family Fortune's all right. I wouldn't want money on that for charity.
Oh, that's good.
I love a quiz. Mastermind won that.
Oh, yeah, well, you won that.
Aye.
But that was for your own intellectual ego, though.
Oh, and for charity.
Oh, did you get charity as well?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
five grand, Joy Dunlop Foundation.
Oh, and mint. Oh, yeah.
Mr. and Mrs., I went on that. We were possibly the worst couple ever. And I got a good ID when I got back to the hotel.
Yeah.
10 grand for charity, though.
Strictly? Strictly being on Strictly? I mean, that's not a quiz.
No.
Anything else?
Yes, I went on The Chase.
Did you?
Yeah, I faced the beast.
Which one?
The beast, you know, the big lad.
Oh.
You know, are you man enough for the cheese? It was all right. I did all right on that, really.
Where have I been when you've been doing all of that?
Sitting at home. With your orgasmatron.
Yay!
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.